Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I really like it on a show like this that we get a chance to hear from folks locally, regionally, and yes, even national people. We're going to be joined by Kash Patel coming up at 2:05. Kash Patel is a former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. He is the author of a new book, The Plot Against the King, Part 2, 2,000 Mules. And we'll tell you how you can order it. Classy stuff, man. Really, really good stuff. We'll talk with Kash Patel coming up after 2 o'clock. But I wanted you to hear very quickly, Dr. Oz, this is cut 5, in York, Pennsylvania last night for a town hall, how he has closed the gap in Pennsylvania. Listen to this.
There's no question why this race is now neck and neck. I focused on the issues you mentioned, especially the economy, crime, and the border with drugs.
Gas.
Gas is part of, to me, the economy, because if you really want to drop inflation, and it's a much less painful way than raising interest rates, allow natural gas to be unleashed in Pennsylvania. Tom Cotton is coming out. Tom Cotton and I were on Wellheads just to look at this, but when you say that fracking is a stain on Pennsylvania, which John Fetterman did, and you showed videos of him saying what he actually believes, that's insulting to people who are making their living in that area. It actually destroys communities, and we drive up inflation because energy drives one-third of the total inflation that we see. But maybe for most of us, the most important reality is it makes us subservient to our enemies. If you want energy independence and energy dominance, then get the natural gas out of Pennsylvania. And this is the big story. If you truly love the environment, if you really love the environment, you should root for natural gas, because that's how we've dropped our carbon footprint the last 15 years.
By the way, they're predicting gas prices, natural gas prices are going to go up dramatically, and that they may actually lose the electric grid in New England as a result of a shortage of natural gas.
That was Sean Hannity along with Dr. Mehmet Oz. I'm going to tell you. In fact, Hannity's going all over. He's going to Scottsdale, Arizona. He's going all over the place with his TV show. I mean, it's amazing. He jumps on an airplane, goes to the next city, does a town hall. He's going to do it again. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. Bob Beers, candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 4. He used to be in Ward 2. He is now in Ward 4. And I think he's going to win. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that's been right so many times on issues like Badlands Golf and different issues out there. He has been right so much of the time. That's all coming up in just a couple minutes. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your hour right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, Managing Attorney. Havana Express Cuban Kitchen and Bakery, located at 2590 East Tropicana Avenue, serving breakfast specials from 8 to 11 a.m. daily. That's right, open 7 days a week, serving delicious Cuban food. Stop in and enjoy delicious baked goods. That's inside the Havana Express Cuban Kitchen and Bakery, located at 2590 East Tropicana Avenue. Open 7 days a week, serving breakfast specials from 8 to 11 a.m. daily. Order ahead at 702-722-2918. 20% off for all Uber and Lyft drivers.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. British Prime Minister Liz Truss stepping down earlier today following 6 weeks of uncertainties and a rough-and-tumble economic climate. Truss, though, says she's proud of the mandate she attempted to carry out.
The president said the United States and the United Kingdom are strong allies and enduring friends, and that fact, he said, will never change. Mr. Biden thanked Truss for her partnership on a range of issues, including holding Russia accountable for its war against Ukraine. Last weekend, though, the president slammed the prime minister's tax cut plan, which sparked a financial and political crisis in the UK. He called the tax cut policy a mistake. Greg Clugston, Washington.
6.7 magnitude earthquake shaking western Panama. No reports of any major damage, and thankfully no reports of any fatalities. Also at townhall.com, with the midterms right around the corner, efforts underway to ensure elderly voters are heard and protected. AMAC Action Senior Vice President Andy Mangione telling the Salem Radio Network they're looking out for the well-being of senior citizens casting their ballots.
They have a guide for citizens and family members who want to protect the rights of their elderly friends and relatives in nursing facilities. They have a vote fraud hotline that has proven invaluable in bringing many actionable tips about vulnerable voter fraud.
Report shows in Wisconsin, the state assembly appointed a special counsel to investigate voting fraud in nursing homes after a probe by a county sheriff uncovered evidence indicating numerous cases of vote fraud were there. And a new Pentagon report finds suicides across active duty U.S. military personnel decreased in the last year and a half. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use, so bring us your next home project and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. More trouble for former Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis. He He's been temporarily suspended from practicing law while being investigated for possibly misappropriating client funds earlier this year. The order from the Nevada Supreme Court contends Telus withdrew more than $195,000 from a trust account between January 1st and February 28th, with no idea where the money went. Before he was elected public administrator, Telus operated Accolade Law, a small probate and estate planning law firm. The 45-year-old Telus is charged with the killing of Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman, who had written stories about him and the dysfunction of his office. Telus has been confined to the Clark County Detention Center without bail since his arrest on September 7th. Taxpayers are going to get a break next tax season. The IRS is increasing standard deductions for all seven federal income tax brackets due to high inflation. For couples who file jointly for the tax year 2023, the standard deduction increases to $27,700. That's up $1,800. And single taxpayers and married filing separately will see their standard deduction jump up $900.
CQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You know, those lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15 southbound. Yeah, that's mainly between Flamingo and Tropicana, part of the Tropicana Interchange Project. A lot of congestion there. Ditto on the transition from 215 west to 15 north.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us Thursday afternoon. Don't forget, a little bit later on, we'll have more tickets to give away. Bat Out of Hell, the musical, Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell, making it, well, in fact, it made its debut back on September 27th at the Paris Las Vegas, and this is a great show. You're going to love it. And I got two tickets to give away. In fact, I'm going to give them away in this hour. Okay. Make sure you are listening. I am so excited to have him back on the show. He's a guy that's been on the show many times before. He is a former Las Vegas City Councilman in Ward number two. He is now running as a candidate for Las Vegas City Council in Ward four. And he's Bob Beers. Bob, how have you been, my friend?
I'm quite nice, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Beautiful day. Only, 18 days till the election's over?
19 days, and of course, early voting begins on Saturday. This is going to be exciting. Are you ready for this?
I am. I actually put together a team in Ward 2 that won a Customer Service Excellence Award. That's very hard to do in the public sector. But I'm already scheming how I'm going to make that happen again.
Well, that is the question. What is the path to victory look like in a city council race in what might be a red wave election?
As you know, the city council is a nonpartisan seat.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah. but at any rate, this time out, it's two Republicans going against each other. And I think it'll come down to, I tell people who are Democrats that, look, you got two Republicans to choose from. I've won customer service awards because I answer my own cell phone. here it is. And the other one says, oh, no, I'm not really a Republican, I'm a Democrat. Literally sent out a campaign flyer to Democrats saying about how she's going to uphold Democrat values. And it just blew my mind. So I'm hopeful that transparency and candor will win the day.
I'm dying to know, though, because you were, I thought, a wonderful city councilman before, and now you're doing it again. It takes money. It takes time. Can you explain what got you back into wanting to be on the council again?
Yeah, it was the procession of legal cases against the city at the Badlands. That had a big deal to do with it. You know, I was able to stop the city council when I served on it from taking the Badlands golf course illegally. I wasn't, of course, able to after I was removed from the council, but it's now 5 more years down the road, and we've seen the city lose every single case, currently sitting with $50 million in judgment against it. Yesterday, tragically, voted to commit another $2 million on the hopeless defense against those lawsuits, up to $7 million, I think, in just internal legal fees to deal with this. It's really a tragedy. You know, if it gets up to $200 million, which is, if you multiply the number of cases by the dollars per case that we've seen, you get to $200 million. That's actually bigger than the check we write to our fire and rescue department. It's a huge amount of money, and I'd like to see us not pay that out.
And you were right all along when you were kind of a lone voice in the wilderness, so to speak, and everybody else was kicking the can down the road and all this. You were right, though, were you not?
It was a lot of politics, but when I was threatened with my job on the council, I at least was able to say, well, I do have marketable skills that I can fall back on, which is exactly what I did. And it's too bad, but, you know, in campaign season, there's so much blasted information, you know, shot to people that it's hard to tell what's right and what's wrong. Because the people who lie appear that they're telling the truth. And it does sometimes take time to sort that out. And you're right, I was right. And here we are today in a really uncomfortable predicament for local government because that didn't go well.
I want to ask you, because we can't do anything about the millions and millions of dollars that it's going to cost the city going forward. But I want to talk about what the answer is going forward. There's always been a push-pull between developers who want to do one thing and activists in the community that want to do another thing. Can you talk a little bit about the road ahead, how we can avoid this kind of trap again?
Well, we navigate many, many land use discussions, disputes, if you will, without falling into this trap. So I think it's wrong to think that this is an ordinary course of business. The trap that the city fell into was really rather exceptional, and the price tag is going to be rather exceptional. The key, I think, is to use common sense and just not take people's stuff. And it seems really elementary to me.
Why is it that other politicians aren't saying this?
I can't give you a good answer. I can't give you a good answer. I wish I had the answer, and then I'd be able to avoid any of these problems in the future, even without serving. But I don't know the answer. I just don't know.
Do you think this will happen again with the council as it is constituted now? Because there are other projects on the board, I know.
Oh, yeah. I will do my best to make sure that it doesn't happen before. Just to be clear, the city is well within its rights to deny a request to convert land from residential zoning to commercial zoning. The problem is that once permission is granted, you can't take it away. And that's what happened in the Badlands case. And we don't let that, that's kind of what makes it exceptional. Most of the land disputes we get into between activists and developers is where someone seeks to change land historically zoned residential into a commercial use. So the city can deny that all day long, and it's well within its rights. The problem is taking back something that's already been given.
Incredible, incredible. Bob, tell me this. When you knock on doors in your ward, what are people telling you? What are the issues that you're hearing when you say, I'm Bob Beers and I'm running for city council, I'm here to make your life better? What is it they're telling you?
You know, when I started, it was don't defund the police like they did in some of the big blue cities. I'm hearing a little bit less of that now, not that it's any less important, but I think that we've seen the big blue cities fail under their policies of defunding police, so there's not as big a push to do that. And now it's much more about the economy and managing to maintain your lifestyle with ever-increasing spiraling prices and the behavior in Washington that's caused these spiraling prices. The city council has a limited armory to deal with that specific problem. We can try to make sure that we tie down our utility vendors for water and for garbage into not having large price increases. We can try to keep the ship pointed forward, if you will, of the city government, make sure that the work gets done. Sometimes we have to stretch a little harder to make sure that the work gets done. The good news, I guess, if you want, is that city government in particular relies very heavily on sales tax and on property tax. Both of those automatically go up when we experience inflation. So we should be able to provide for salary equity going forward for the people that actually do the work at the city. And hopefully hold the other costs down and in control.
Again, Bob Beers joining us. He is running for City Council Ward 4, former councilman in Ward 2. Are the issues at all similar that you were talking about back when you were in power 2012 through I think 2017, or are the issues essentially the same?
They're basically the same. You know, the city's job is to ensure that you have clean water in, that the dirty water leaves, that your garbage gets picked up, that your neighbor can't opt out of the garbage service and use their backyard instead for the dump, that we have appropriate 911 responses. So we have the fire and rescue department. We got a city jail, city courthouse, parks and recreation, and street light maintenance. So there's all, I mean, the city provides basic services, and if it does it right, no one really even notices that the city's there because it does it right. It's when it doesn't do it right that we rise into headlines and conflict and problems, and I'll be fighting to do it right.
Election day is 19 days away. Saturday is the start of early voting. Are you recommending, I mean, we always talk about voter integrity and all the problems that we've had and ballot harvesting and stuff like that. So our election system is kind of under fire. Do you have a recommendation on whether folks should vote in early voting, mail-in ballots, or on election day? Old school.
Well, mail-in ballots are for convenience. If you have a disability and you can't get out easily, if you're going to be on extended a vacation or work outside the city, that's really what the mail-in ballot is for. I would recommend voting in person, whether it's in person or at the poll, and hang on to your little receipt, too, for a couple weeks.
If folks want to help you, if folks want to jump on this big red wave and, how can they reach out to you? What is it you need, by the way?
Well, good question. And the answer is it's the same as the complaint department phone line, which is myself, 702-592-8822. I answer it. That's how we won those customer service awards back in the day. What I need is people who can walk door to door, who live in the neighborhood, walk your neighborhood. I can help you figure out how to do that and provide you with supplies. We can always use contributions of cash. If you have neither and don't feel comfortable walking, if you'd like to telephone, we can set you up with a phone list. And probably the biggest one is to tell your friends and neighbors that there's a reason, that it matters, I guess, who's sitting in the city council, and that you trust the candor and the honesty and the truthfulness that one candidate has characterized this campaign by.
Bob, it's always good to visit with you.
That would be me, by the way.
I was just going to say. Bob, always good. Thanks so much, my friend. Be safe out there on the campaign trail. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you very much. Take care.
There you go, Bob Beers. Good guy. And he really is a public servant. He's one of these guys that when you watch him, they're into public service. And that's what they're about. And that's what Bob Beers is about. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits, a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How will we know if we are headed for a big red wave? Look to the East Coast. Look to New York. Look to Florida. Look to Georgia. I mean, all you got to do is look at what's going on in New York State, where Kathy Hochul is in real trouble. Lee Zeldin's running for governor there. And is the word is today, a new CBS poll shows that she is...